Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 17th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual, news.
News AF is back and we are here for another fun-filled week at the week's most important stories with the News AF crack team. First, the man who I will be seeing in person in Reno this week, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Whoop, whoop. I'm just getting, good gambling vibes going. Hey,
how's your slot arm? Are you doing any sort of stretching?
No, but I've been golfing, and that's kind of a similar movement, I think. So, plus with the slots, you can push the buttons like rapid fire now. You don't have to pull what would it be even called?
The
one-arm bandit. But I'm trying to quit slots, Rob.
Why? What's going on? Problem with the chameleon spin?
Yep, exactly. I've been having... I used to be way up in slot winnings, but now I would say I'm...
You gave it all back.
Even or even below, yeah.
Yeah. I think you found a loose machine the last time we were all there together.
Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a great run that time. I probably left with $2,000 extra in slot winnings.
Maybe Anna Kate is your lucky charm.
I don't think so.
All right. Here is our lucky charm. Here he is, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
doing pretty good. Now that I've got all of these technical problems smoothed out.
Yeah, good.
That's good.
It just doesn't work quite like I want it to.
I hear
technical difficulties.
Nothing does.
Nothing ever works quite like I want it to. It will in the simulation when we.
That's why we keep buying new phones.
Yeah,
like, this is the one that I'll never need another phone. This one's going to have everything ironed out, no wrinkles, no hiccups.
No, I'm off new phones. I'm never buying another new phone.
You found the one? You have no faith.
So I have an iPhone 7 and I bought it like the day it came out. And I was like, this seems exactly the same as my last phone. And I spent so much money on it. I am I'm waiting a long time now before I have iPhone 7. I'm fine with it. None of these new iPhones sound like there's anything that they can do that this one can't already do. And that it does not make me any happier to have a newer phone.
It makes me happier for the 2 days of setup and like goofing around with the new stuff.
Yeah. There's nothing new. It's exactly the same.
Give it a different color and sell it to you for $100
more. I'll get a new case if I get really bored.
Okay, fine. I have a gripe I would like to gripe with you gents right now.
What?
It's not towards either of you.
Okay, good.
So my family, Rachel and Bergen, and I are moving to Arizona in like 3 weeks.
When you say my family, just your immediate nuclear family?
Yeah, me as the patriarch, Rachel as the matriarch, and Bergen as the child.
Okay.
And we got a 6-month lease down there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't know how to move a family. So I was like, yeah, you can rent a truck. But then somebody's like, you can do an all-inclusive thing. So I got on this website that was like, oh, plug your info in and then we'll send you a quote. But you have to put your phone number in, which I know is a red flag.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, it's a single company. I put my thing in. No, it's a database thing that then sends your information to every single moving company in the entire world. And I have been getting, I shit you not, 50 phone calls a day from different numbers around the country.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I answered a couple of them. And it's to do an all-inclusive move where they come and move everything for you and do your packing and everything. It's $5,000. But if I did it all myself, it's only like $1,000. That's with the truck and getting out there and stuff. So
right.
I've already decided I'm not going the all-inclusive route. But my info is in the database now where all these – and I refuse to answer them. But if throughout this, we already had one call we can even keep a running number of, but yeah. And sorry if it's annoying to you, but imagine how annoying it is to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't apologize to
think
these
about
people.
That.
There's something about the world of sales where they've all been told they need to contact you 5 million times in order to make that sale.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's the same.
Don't take no for an answer. Yeah,
and their goal is to keep you on the line as long as they can. Like this, I talked to one dude, Rachel's like, just answer one and explore it. And he started at $4,800. And when he could tell I was hesitant, he dropped it down to $3,900. And when he could tell I still wasn't going to do it, he dropped it to $3,700 final offer. And then he kept going. And I was like, bro, I got shit to do. I got to leave you. And he's like, well, okay. But I think, I found another coupon. And I was
another
just like, dude,
coupon.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You tell him I'd rather smash up all my possessions and set it on fire than pay you $3,700 to help me move.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I may as well just give my money to airlines.
So, all right. Well, Tyson, that is, if people have tips for you on how to end up, maybe you need to change your number. Maybe that's it. Forget getting a new phone. You need a new number.
I thought you were going to say that you were going to give out my personal phone number if
yes.
anybody has tips for me yes. on how to move my country across my family
well,
across state
well,
lines.
Well, maybe there's listeners that would want to help you move. Would you want that, Tyson?
I don't need that is the thing. We don't have very much stuff. I just
well, what
gotta
do you
rent
need?
A truck.
A truck. What, yeah. what if you have listeners with a truck?
If we have listeners with a rental truck or a big truck that can move me and want to, then okay. I mean, I'll do a background check, obviously.
Do you want listeners to come in and pack your stuff?
To handle no. your unmentionables.
I don't have any unmentionables.
Oh, I'm sure somewhere in your house, Tyson, there's something
you have an unmentionable.
Okay, fine. Maybe one. But it's not a lot of stuff. So we're fine. But it's funny. So the guy that I called, he made me go through room by room and be like, we have a bed. We have a drying rack. We have a little teeny desk. I have 8 pictures. And he charged like, and I was like, we've got a couple folding chairs in the garage. He was putting like everything into inventory. It was like $2 per chair, folding chair to put into the truck. And I was like, this is an exact science. I can't list every single thing in my entire house.
You should have started listing ridiculous things. I have a 507-foot bronze statue of myself.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I have my sarcophagus.
I have the Indian artifacts that I stole. I have my collection of rare antique dildos.
My meth cook station. That's obviously.
I'm gonna have to have you take my slow broiler while it cooks.
Yeah, it has to cook on the road. I can't afford any downtime.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, good luck with that, Tyson. First off, we're going to be on the move, as I mentioned, heading out to Reno, running up Reno going on this week. Tyson and I will be there in person. We will be watching Survivor as well on Wednesday night. We've got the Survivor Know-It-All. Stephen Fishback is going to be joining me to talk about all that with you guys on Wednesday night. So come on out to the Peppermill Resort in Reno if you can make it out there, running up Reno. .com. And of course, let's get into this week's top news stories. And this is one from, we don't normally do a lot of political news. I usually try to avoid it, but Miami politics is always interesting. And we have a new Miami politician has thrown her hat into the ring to make a run at Congress. And her name is Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. She is a Republican candidate for Congress. And what's interesting about her is that she claims to have been aboard a alien spacecraft when she was 7.
Ooh, that's a great thing to mention because it makes you very unique as a candidate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to mistake you for the other person that got abducted by aliens.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I think, out of the box, but, you know, there's so many candidates. If you're looking for a way to sort of like get the ball rolling on your campaign, maybe some sort of sensational headline like was on board an alien spacecraft might be exactly what you need.
It's well, exactly I think that the interview that revealed her abduction took place before she started running for office.
That's here. Right. That's right.
So they fished it up in the past. And I don't think she's running from it because she couldn't run away from the alien ship.
No.
So she's not going to be able to run away
from the aliens are probably still watching her.
Yeah. I mean, this has got to make her nervous because now she's going to be on the, you know, they're going to watch her even closer. Or maybe this is their ploy to get her into power.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Here's what the voters of Miami need to be thinking about. One, has Bettina now sort of been infused with sort of like the benevolent alien advanced mind that she is going to be able to solve all of our problems? Or is she a mole working for the aliens?
I think that we're going to have to do a full Pro Bowl assessment just to make sure she doesn't have any kind of receivers inside of her.
Right.
You know what I mean? To make sure that she hasn't been altered.
Compromised.
Or compromised. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think when you're going to the polls, there's a few things you need to look at. Like some of the things she learned from the aliens when she was aboard the craft are different than maybe anybody else's knowledge of anything. For example, and maybe this will help. I don't know if this will help Miami, but it could. There are 30,000 skulls different from humans in a cave in the Mediterranean island of Malta.
Okay, this is information she learned from the aliens.
From the aliens.
Yeah, it's such a specific thing. That seems like it's checkable.
Yeah, we can find out. We will find out.
But what does that mean, 30,000 skulls different from humans? Like,
I think alien beings.
Alien skull or like, you know, monkey skulls?
Have you ever seen the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls?
Mm-hmm. The Indiana Jones movie?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they weren't too far off the mark.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool, though. There's a lot you could do decorative-wise with 30,000 skulls.
Yeah, spray paint them white and gold and just, like, hang them all over.
Exactly. I've been to, you know, if you go to one of those crypts or the catacombs, it's pretty rad. It'd be cool to make your hallway, the hallway at your house like the catacombs of Paris, just skulls.
Except for with alien skulls.
I know. How unique is that? Now it's easy to get people to come over for dinner parties.
Yeah, it's super easy.
All right, so 30,000 skulls in Malta.
Yep. The world's quote energy center unquote is in Africa.
That makes sense to me. I buy that. What do they call that, the cradle of civilization?
Yeah, that's common knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay,
story checks
the
out
next one. The Coral Castle, a limestone tourist attraction South Miami Dade, is actually an ancient Egyptian pyramid.
Okay. Well, that one seems a little questionable to me. First off, how is it an Egyptian pyramid if it's in Miami? Mm-hmm.
It should be a Miami pyramid.
Yeah. I mean, if it's an ancient Miami Egyptians. Pyramid built by mm-hmm. aliens, that'd be one thing. But to say it's an Egyptian pyramid. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to check out a picture of this. Have you guys checked this out?
No.
I haven't.
I like to just believe things, not actually research them.
Yeah, it looks like it's a museum. It doesn't seem like it's a pyramid, according to... It's
probably underneath it all.
Hmm, yes.
Oh, yeah. Deep to the core of the earth, almost.
So deep.
Okay, number three.
Okay.
Quote, God is a universal energy, unquote. That pretty much puts any argument for atheists to rest.
Yeah, God is a universal energy. I mean, that one makes sense to me also. That one, that I think, I'll buy that.
Okay. She also said the aliens had mentioned ISIS, though she didn't clarify if they meant the terrorist organization or the ancient Egyptian goddess.
That's a big world of difference.
Yeah, it really is. Because like if she was talking about ISIS like way back when.
Yeah.
You would vote for her.
Just for the I think that what we're voting for now from current trends is we're voting for entertainers rather than actual politicians.
Okay.
So as far as entertainment goes, I like this lady. She is a great candidate.
But here's the thing that the opponents are going to be able to attack her too easily with running ads against her. Bettina What let me get her. I want to get her name right.
Martinez. Yeah.
No. Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera has said that she has mixed feelings about ISIS. She might be for ISIS if the aliens said that was the ISIS that they were talking about. Do you really want a politician in office that's confused about ISIS?
Or being controlled by extraterrestrials?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you have to get the full probe beforehand.
Yeah, and I think that should become part of the whole process of becoming a public servant is that I think we should include a full video probing of all possible candidates where we can all watch the probe and feel comfortable knowing that there are no alien things inside of their body. I think that should the people want to release tax forms. Let's include a full body probing as well.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned that this could be like a Homeland type scenario where, you know, she was with the aliens. Now she's gone.
Stockholm syndrome.
In fact, I might actually call this an ET phone Homeland. That is a little bit of this scenario. Danny, did you ever watch that show?
No.
Homeland? I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
But go ahead and spoil away. I don't care.
This guy was captured in Iraq, and then I'm not sure which terrorist group it was. And then he came back, and then but he was really like they flipped him. He was working for the terrorists, and then he was back in the United States, and then he was like going to wear like a suicide vest, and then he was trying to like create all these problems, and then. What was it? Claire Danes? That's
the actress.
I mean, what does she think about this?
About
can we get her?
Yeah. She needs to weigh in on Claire.
She needs to weigh in on this. Get like a big chart.
She has experience with
Dylan McDermott. That's the guy, right, Tyson?
Probably.
Yeah.
I've only seen a couple episodes.
So.
Yeah. And then I was like, well.
But you got the idea. You got the idea.
I got the idea. Yeah.
He came home and he wasn't the same.
You remember what you guys forgot to give the description of the aliens that appeared to her?
Yeah. What do they look like?
They look like Jesus Christ on
they look like Tyson. Three blonde, big bodied beings. Two females, one male.
Wow.
Tyson's not so big bodied, but maybe Tyson's an alien.
Wait, I mean, Tyson, I mean, this fits the description of your family.
Yeah, I think Mitchell's not blonde.
Oh, that's true.
Not yet. Yeah, not yet. She also said that the aliens reminded her of the Jesus Christ statue in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, very they welcoming.
With arms sticking out all the time. Yes. Is that what you hear when you see a picture of that?
Exactly. The heavenly
Angels chorus
from the beam of light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Well.
Well, I say vote for Aguilera Rodriguez in 2018.
And then just sit back and enjoy.
Sit back and enjoy. Danny, are you endorsing Bettina yet?
I don't know quite enough about her platform. I know about the platform she was taken up to at the age of 7, but I need to know a little bit more about her.
What does she stand for?
Well, the only thing I care about is the getting rid of the estate tax. So I need to get her position on that.
Okay.
That's the only thing that bothers me.
And you are anti estate tax.
Yeah, it's they got to get rid of that.
Yeah, they do have to get rid of the estate tax.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt, thanks a lot, Dick.
Okay, we don't know what her platform is yet on estate tax.
Well, it's a big one for me. So aliens, I'm willing to ignore if she's okay with abolishing it.
All right. So we'll see. I think we need to follow this race closely and see what her opponent's opinions are on the aliens and the estate tax.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So we'll follow that story very closely in these next few months. I guess the election is going to be a year from now.
Oh,
next November.
A lot of time.
So still a ways to get to that. All right. For any of our listeners suffering from the erectile dysfunction, there could be perhaps a reason for it that you may
don't
not
raise your hands, guys. If you are suffering from erectile dysfunction, it's just keep it internal. No need to raise your hands. And out yourself. Yeah. Go on, Rob.
It could be if you are a cat owner. That's what happened to one man who was dealing with a bout of erectile dysfunction, a 23-year-old Belgian. And it turned out that it was because of his cat scratched him.
Mm. So question, if you have an open wound and mm-hmm. you spray that perfume that Tyson has, the cat scented perfume, will that give you ED?
If you are luring in the cats?
Well, no, I'm just wondering if it's because we decided that perfume was made up from squashed cats or something, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you got that into an open wound, if that would also. Probably. So, yeah. Like, have you experienced anything like that, Tyson, since you've been using the cat perfume?
I mean, every time I use it, I notice definitely a major drop in. Literally in sexual performance.
Yes. Yeah.
A huge drop in sexual performance.
Oh, a huge drop in sexual performance. Yeah.
Yes. Literally every time I
every time you make yourself smell like a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kitty.
Yes. So it turned out that the man had a bacterial infection called invasive cat scratch disease after suffering the scrape from his pet cat. And he needed to be treated with a course of antibiotics for 3 weeks. And then he fully regained the ability to maintain and perform. Yes.
Such a better name. You can give it such a better name.
So his boner came back?
Yeah, it came back.
Good.
They could call it the boner slayer disease.
Right. Now, did the scratch occur in the genital region? Was it sort of like, did the cat mistake it for like some sort of like scratching post?
I feel like if that's the case, if there was a way where he put his cat anywhere in that, then he deserves.
Then the authorities should be called.
Yes, exactly. But no,
they
call it
cat scratch fever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do they call it?
Cat scratch disease.
Oh, so do you think that was what Ted Nugent's song was about? Cat scratch fever.
His song seemed to be about the opposite of too much.
But maybe this was the, because not all his songs were hits, and this one was a hit, so maybe it was the reverse.
Well, what's the song about?
Cat scratch fever.
Yeah, well, what's the meaning of the song?
I think it's about slaying babes.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe cat, he's singing about name. It.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
cat
it.
Scratch fever.
Maybe in this case, it's an ironic code name.
Yeah.
It's a song about awareness. Get cat scratch fever. You won't be slaying the babes. Right. So maybe way back then he was giving.
He knew.
PSA. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out for the. So is this an issue if you are dating a woman with a cat?
If you're getting intimate with a woman who has a cat, you need to defend your own personal scratching posts with great aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm. I would wear Kevlar, probably Kevlar protection.
Or just make sure you know where the cat is at all time, which in and of itself might cause ED. Trying to figure out where the cat is lurking in the dark room.
You got
to
watch out for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about some new drinks that we always follow the coffee news trends that we talked about when we were in Utah together about the mermaid frappuccino. Mm-hmm. Well,
sounds delicious.
Coming next week, get ready, Tyson. It's the zombie frappuccino coming out to limited Starbucks.
Are you going to ding the bell?
Is that bell dinging worthy?
I don't think so, but I didn't have anything to respond to it. So I was like, I hope he dings the bell.
Well, I need to hear more about this. Will it actually contain human flesh?
No, I don't believe so. Not yet.
Will it contain zombie flesh?
No, I don't think so. So the
brains.
Zombie,
brains would be a go-to.
The zombie frappuccino, it looks pretty disgusting, but it is going to have brains. A bright green caramel apple powder and a swirl of pink powder. A swink of powder. And then there is going to be pink whipped cream, which is supposed to be the brains.
I think they should contact Gwyneth. I know she's got some powdered brain somewhere.
Yeah.
And just sprinkle that on top just to give it a little final, spark.
Oomph. Something to set it apart.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise this isn't that impressive. It needs actual brains if you're going to call it a zombie frappuccino.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still puzzled why people are going in and spending money on something that clearly after two of them is going to give you diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Tyson, you're talking to a guy who buys 44 ounces of Mountain Dew almost every day. I can tell you it's just because things are delicious and colorful and marketing works.
Okay. So you feel more extreme with the Dew.
I feel more complete when I do it.
Rob, is there anything you can say to dissuade Danny from doing that to his body?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I can make the argument. Maybe an intervention down the road is what might be in line.
You that'll work on me, guys.
This is his second limb to diabetes.
Right. But we'll get his family to all give testimonials about, Danny, this is a letter I wrote to you about your Mountain Dew.
If I roll into my house on my mobility scooter and you guys are in here and sitting around in a semicircle, I'm just turning around and leaving right
away. You're leaving
to the 7-Eleven to get some Dew.
Right. Okay. So can we try to predict where Starbucks is going next year with these Frappuccinos that we had the rainbow, had mermaid, we had zombie.
Turkey.
Is the turkey Frappuccino is coming? Uh-huh. I feel like that this is, always an interesting idea to sort of balance out the tryptophan that you have have some delicious turkey, but don't fall asleep. You know, I've talked about turkey jerky before caffeinated jerky for turkey.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Pilgrim Frappuccino?
Frappuccino, great.
Yeah, it's
Go ahead.
It would have to have corn, right? Mm-hmm. It'd have to have maybe some turkey. And then it'd be really bland after that because it wasn't a good thing. It wasn't happy or exciting.
But the hat that the pilgrim wears could be that's the whipped cream. So you're on to something. Idea. Yeah.
Well, and you just piggyback off of the Willy Wonka candy in the film where it was a full meal included in one piece of candy. Mm. So now you're like, oh, I'm getting a full meal in this thing.
How did that work out?
Very bad, because it was in the experimental phase when it reached the dessert, that girl turned into a giant blueberry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Violet turned violet.
Yeah.
Right.
What are some of our listeners saying? What are some of their
fidget spinner Frappuccino is Stephanie is suggesting.
That's coming.
I see.
Kelly likes the idea of the turkey Frappuccino. And then a vegan gluten-free Frappuccino Kelly mentions.
That sounds very realistic.
It does seem like vegan. that Christmas is really going to be opening up Pandora's box.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yes. Now, I think January is where it's going to get tricky for Starbucks.
Start marketing your President's Day Frappuccinos a month early.
Could get dicey.
Yeah, I don't know. The presidents don't have a lot to offer in terms of colorful flavors.
Although I do think that the Trump hair, I do think naturally, like the whipped cream, I think you could sort of contort it.
Deal.
Right.
Yeah. And the drink itself would be yellow. So you got some good color in there. Or orange. I'm not sure. He doesn't have jaundice. Yeah. He just has a bad tan.
So you know what? That honestly, it would be polarizing, but I do think that the Trumpuccino would sell particularly well. I think that Trump could get behind it. I feel like that the Trumpuccino could be something.
It could finally be that thing that brings us back together as a country.
Yeah. So I don't know that stuff, because again, especially if they, we've talked about for years that Starbucks gets really caught up in the what's this red cup? Say Merry Christmas? What is this? I do think that a Trumpuccino, I do think that could sort of just get everybody back on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Jamie had a good idea after Christmas, after the holidays, to do like a quote unquote weight loss style Frappuccino in January to make you feel get back on track on your diet for the New Year's resolutions.
Whoa, would it be like a skinny latte?
It'd be made out of ghost peppers.
Yeah. You call it like the marathon Frappuccino.
Hmm.
And it would be have 20 trillion times more carbs than anything else because it's enough energy for a marathon. Mm-hmm. But because the name, it's misleading. And so people are buying it.
Okay.
I don't know what you can eat that creates protein. Weight loss. What is a weight loss food? Cocaine. Something that gives you diarrhea? Oh, cocaine.
No, yeah. It could be some sort of a smoothie maybe instead of coffee. I feel like they could get into that.
Yeah, but it has to be bright colored. You know how people love bright colors.
And I love bright colors.
They can put like vegetables. Like, yeah. A cettuccine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all the rage right now. Made from grass-fed butter,
mm-hmm.
coconut oil, cacao beans.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, before we get to the next story, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsors over at True Car. In order to feel comfortable getting a fair price on your car, you need pricing context. That's information that empowers you to feel confident. With True Car, you can see what other people in your local market paid for the car that you want. And from there, you can connect with the local True Car certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. With True Car, you'll easily find the car that you want. Just like the aliens easily were able to find Bettina Rodriguez, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
They knew exactly where to find her. Perhaps they were using True Car to track her down.
True human.
Yeah. True Car is going to show you what other people in your area pay for the car that you want. You'll know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Once you register, you'll see real pricing on actual factual inventory. That's competitive pricing offered to you by the True Car certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot. It's pricing you'll see before you go to the dealership so you can feel confident when you show up. And with True Car, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing to enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience. Best of all, True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. All right, now another coffee drink coming that we were joking about, the bone broth latte, but Tim Hortons now is offering a buffalo sauce latte, Danny.
Ooh, this could be that Jeez. Purge drink Tyson was just discussing, the one you drink in January to cleanse yourself of all of the previous years frappuccinos.
So you think this will give you the right amount of diarrhea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
Between taste and diarrhea.
It's called the Buffalo Latte, and it has the buffalo sauce that is typically used for buffalo wings. And now it is going to be available at Tim Hortons. The drink includes freshly brewed espresso, steamed milk, mocha, and bold buffalo sauce flavor, Danny.
Yeah, I don't even like bold buffalo flavor with like ribs
or wings
or wings or any of that stuff. Plus, what part of the buffalo is creating this sauce? I'm a little bit concerned.
I think it's the genital region.
Yeah, right. The Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah,
you just squeeze them hard enough and they create buffalo sauce. Yeah,
yeah. You mean you haven't like ever had buffalo wings and been like, oh, if only I could. If there was a way to drink this sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ma'am, sir, or madam.
Sir, can I get a cup of this just to drink?
Could you bring me a cup of this sauce so I can just sip at it leisurely while I enjoy these wings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a great compliment to my meal.
Right.
Delicious.
Danny, this could be big.
Well, it could be.
This could replace the Mountain Dew.
No, I don't think it. I prefer the sweet over the savory. And by the way,
it does have mocha.
Can't you just like switch back and forth between the two to give yourself more stamina? Like imagine if you were drinking like a gallon of Dew and all of a sudden you're like, that's too sweet. No, hit some buffalo sauce drink. That's savory. That brings you back to craving sweet again. Imagine how many more calories you could consume in a shorter amount of time.
Let me give you an idea of my tolerance for sweet. Never have I reached a point in soda consumption and thought to myself, this is too much. I know I said it a couple podcasts ago that I'd had too much soda, but that was over
now you're contradicting yourself.
I know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're in a single moment.
In a single day, I've never thought this is just too much soda. Usually over a period of, at some point I max out for a short time, but I've never gone like an entire day drinking endless soda and thought this is too much. I'm usually thinking I need more.
Yeah.
Is it weird if I drive to the store at this time of night just to get Dew? It's a real problem, actually, now that I think about it.
Hmm. Yeah. I feel like you, Rob, how can we get this intervention going? So Danny's address is 12345.
Yeah. I mean, all right. So should we,
by the way, we talk about savory drinks. They have savory drinks. It's called soup. For the most part, soup is.
If you're uncouth, yeah. But a lot of people eat soup with a spoon, Danny. That's a little known fact.
Well, I don't mind drinking soup, like a chicken broth. That's fine with me. I can drink a soup. It's easy to drink a soup. It's one of those few meals that you can drink, which puts it in a rare group.
Now, I kind of feel like that they're missing the opportunity to have a ranch in the buffalo sauce latte.
Ick.
Mm, we know Tyson's stance on creamy things.
Mm-hmm. Anti-ranch, anti-mayo, anti... I shouldn't even have to say anti-Thousand Island, but there are people that like that dressing.
Mm-hmm. What about French dressing?
Nope.
No.
I'm a vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette. Me too.
That's another thing we have in common.
Just another thing.
Yeah. Of many.
I don't like ranch when certain people eat it. Like, there's a proper way to eat ranch.
But you like it when other people eat it?
No, I don't like it. For example, when I was dating my wife, I went out to eat with her and her sister-in-law and her sister-in-law's kid. And the way the kid was eating ranch, which was just, it was grotesque. I almost broke up with my wife because of that.
Was he doing?
It was a little girl, and she was just too much. Like container after container all over their face. It was the only thing she ate the entire meal. It was really hard for me to take in. And I almost just called it off. I'm like, I can't be in a family that consumes that much ranch.
Did you see John Teeksum's comment there? If you ask for extra diarrhea on the buffalo cappuccino, they'll put ranch on it for you. Getting a buffalo cappuccino with extra diarrhea. Ranch on that
right.
one.
You would like to have diarrhea, not be served it.
Yeah.
To be clear.
An extra amount of diarrhea.
Yes.
People do buffalo wings with ranch. That's a pretty common combination.
Yeah,
it is.
It just seems like that maybe instead of the dairy, maybe you have ranch there in the buffalo latte.
And would it be Hidden Valley, like a Hidden Valley signature thing, or how would they market that?
Oh, you mean like the Hidden Valley Frappuccino?
Yeah. I think it'd be one of those like flavored creamers.
Oh, yeah. Hidden Valley Ranch. Gross.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. And then one other. We've gone from coffee.
Almond Joy?
Yeah.
Or the Girl Scout cookie.
Or ranch.
Or ranch.
Mm-hmm. People would like it. So, Danny, this might be a idea for you coming off of your recent encounter with the ghost pepper. There was a Thai restaurant where a customer asked for a particularly spicy pad Thai. And then they posted the receipt to Reddit that the person at the counter said that this was spicy, make him regret being born. That was the instruction to the kitchen.
Yeah, I've been in a situation like this before. And this kid I was with kept bragging about how spicy he could eat his food. And like, I didn't know him that well. And I was like, okay, well, let's go get some Thai food. We go to a Thai restaurant. He tells the server, I want it so spicy it will kill a horse. And I'm sure that they got this same response in the kitchen, because they brought him out a cup of soup that one single drop of it was too much for him. He was like feeling sick. Mm-hmm. It was so spicy. And I was like, well, what do you expect? You brag to these people at the restaurant that you can eat something so spicy, and your order is, you stated, so spicy it could kill a horse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like the person who ordered this was a little bit more flamboyant in their order.
Here's the thing about eating spicy food. Just like with the ranch dressing, the way a person eats spicy foods can be repulsive. If the person across the table from
put
you
some ranch
orders
on
a spicy
it.
Meal and they start to sweat from their eyes, because that's where it always starts, right here,
that's
right?
The toxins pushing out.
It's
of
like
their body.
It's disgusting to eat with someone who's breathing heavy, like they're about to have a cardiac arrest, go into cardiac arrest, and they're sweating profusely. Yeah. I don't want to see that. So
why is it that the moisture,
yeah,
gets squirted out the under eye first?
That's the only time it does. But if you're going to sweat while you eat, do it in the privacy of your own home. Nobody should have to see them.
Fair enough,
right?
Yeah. But Danny, you had a lot of bravado talking about the ghost pepper before RehabCon.
Oh, did I? Because I really felt like I was being pressured into it and that I said nothing to elevate my status as a pepper eater.
You were talking about that. Oh, I watch all these videos on Twitch of people doing competitive ghost pepper eating. I know how to do this. I have so much game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like me. That's exactly how I talk. Yeah. But but what a person does with a hot pepper, they should do in the privacy of their own home.
Yeah, and not on stage.
Not on stage, not at restaurants. Those types of areas are not the place for hot pepper eating.
Okay. A couple of updates from stories we've talked about in the past. Do you remember the guy who got arrested because the police thought he had methamphetamine on the floor of his car, but it turned out to be glaze from a Krispy Kreme donut?
Mm-hmm. Yep. How can we forget?
Yeah. He has recently received a $37,500 settlement after the wrongful arrest.
Gosh, if only I could wrongfully be arrested without being shot.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I could make that last a couple months. Yeah. Every 6 months.
So
every 6 months.
All right. So what's the move here? Should we go pick up some Krispy Kreme and then try to, get flagged down by the police?
No. You pick up the Krispy Kremes. Tyson and I will call the cops on you.
Yeah.
Saying that we saw you with some meth or bath salts or Flocka, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then they're hot on your tail. And then, the rest is up to you.
I mean, are bath salts, I've never done them, but Danny, do you know from Danny bath salts, from bath salt, is it like, could I get like a pretzel and eat it in my car?
Maybe
and
then, get some, yeah, exactly. Get some pretzels or go out and buy some of that salt that you grind up in the shaker,
right.
Or just some artesian.
Pink Himalayan salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just have that kind of like all over your lap. Mm-hmm. And when the cop pulls you over, don't resist arrest, but don't give in too easily. Because remember, if you can get beat up just a little bit, that's some extra cash.
That is some extra cash.
Yeah. Bath salt drug. What does that look like? Well, I don't want to Google it. I don't want to get on like a list or anything like that.
So that takes you straight to the dark net. That's actually the code to get you into the dark net.
Yeah. See, I'm looking at pictures of bath salt, but it's all like the regular bath salt. I don't know if it looks anything like regular salt.
I don't know either.
Well, you'd have to hope that the cop doesn't know.
Would the police would know what it looked like?
Tell them that you've got some of that bath salt. You're like, well, whatever it is, say that you have it concealed inside your knob. Because then if you get them to beat you, touch your genitals.
In your knob?
And wrongfully arrest you.
Is that like a secret That's compartment in the car?
Well, it can be in your pants. But listen, I'm just saying, the more things we can find that the cop can do wrong, the more money you're going to make. I think we can do better than $37,000.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Did this guy get screwed?
What?
Did this guy get a raw deal? The Krispy Kreme meth guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did because I imagine he probably had a bunch of fees to pay.
That's probably
I don't know. And he probably lost. Yeah. I would say this. Let's just do it on rotate. So, Rob, you tell us when you're going to be driving around with a meth-like substance. We'll call the cops on you. Then next time Danny does it, next time I do it. And then eventually we'll all be multimillionaires.
Eventually.
Mm. It'll take a while and we'll probably have to go to the hospital a couple of times, but we'll be okay.
Right. I guess that, yeah, we'll be
fine. It's worth it.
I mean, if we spent the whole year working on this, I guess $37,500 it's not a great return on investment.
No, but we rotate. So every 2 weeks you're doing it again, Rob.
Yeah.
Eventually one of us will hit the jackpot or be hit a bunch until we get the jackpot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that'll be millions of dollars. Split evenly, 33.3%.
Okay.
Amongst ourselves. And then the remainder going into the podcast to make it even better than it already is.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do you spend that $37,000 when it comes in? Perhaps another updated story is what we should be thinking about. Chuck E. Cheese animated band members that they took out of the store are now for sale.
So you take the $37,000, you buy the robots, and then you use them to drive in the carpool lane. Boom.
Okay. Danny, how much money do you think a Chuck E. Cheese animated robot is going for?
Man.
Surprisingly low or surprisingly high?
How much cheese are they covered in, and do they work?
But actually, this is for a set of four animatronic. Oh, it's the animatronic showbiz pizza band with stage. Danny says 25.
No, 5,000.
Okay. How much, Danny?
5,000.
Tyson? I'm going to say 25,000.
25,000. Danny, are you spoiled?
A dollar.
Are you spoiled, Danny?
Yes.
Yeah, you are?
Yes.
You already knew what it was?
You already knew?
Oh, no, I didn't know what it was.
No, 5,000 is exactly right.
He was just saying that he was spoiled in the fact that his parents spoiled him.
Yes, that's why he wants no estate tax. Yes. Yeah.
I got that right. 5,000. Dude, if this is the Price is Right.
Oh my goodness.
You nailed it.
Kickstarter.
Well, this is on Craigslist. This is the description is a four-piece Beach Bowser's band on cabaret stage. Hasn't been used in a few years. Have Cyberamics control system parts manual, preventative maintenance program outline, tech manual. Tapes include Beach Bowser's Ed Sullivan Cabaret, Beagle's Number 3 Cabaret, and Beach Bowser's Diagnostics Cabaret. Tapes are dated 1985. Don't know how to operate as is.
We need to get this and put it in your podcasting room.
Oh, like right behind me.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, Danny, that we need to get this and then refit all of the animatronic robots to be sex workers.
Yeah, that would be that's a better idea.
And my idea was to have buy the entire band and have them work with Danny on his next album.
Oh, could we do both? Could we convert them into
sex robots on the side? And
yeah,
then,
because here's the thing. A lot of people are attracted to musicians.
Yeah, they are sex robots in a way.
Right.
They do have a lot of sex.
Now, I don't know what these particular robots. I'm looking at the picture right now. They appear to be dogs.
Okay.
But they're kind of unkempt dogs. I mean, I guess you wouldn't imagine purebred show dogs to be in a band. I mean, these are more of like, maybe shelter dogs. They have a little bit of more of a hard edge to them.
Might be hard to do that. I mean, I'm not saying there's nobody in the world who wouldn't want to have sex with a robot unkempt dog.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's in a band.
The audience has shrunk with that description.
Right.
Potential clients have definitely shrunk.
So and it's Craigslist. They might take like best offer. They might take like $4,000.
Would they be willing to take a zombie?
Interesting trade, right?
Interesting trades. Half an hour with Tyson. Dinner with Tyson. Would that be enough?
Whoa.
I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Worth it for us.
Be interesting to see if one of our listeners can track this down. I'm not sure which Craigslist this is in. I'm trying to find the location here. I got to keep zooming out. This is sort of like in the Inland Empire.
Mm. Okay.
Like actually, north of California.
Okay.
North of Los Angeles, I shouldn't say. All right. So, Danny, do you have any stories today in your bolt hole?
I do, but am I going to start them until you play that stupid song?
Okay, well.
Whoa.
Sorry, that song.
That song. All right, here's the song.
A lot of heart into that song.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel you belong.
Silky smooth singing, Tyson.
Right? Almost too good.
Yeah, like velvet cake.
I don't even practice.
So this is actually
Nocturnal Emission. Very sexy seduction. You wanna feel at home, cause you belong.
Sounds like there's four animatronic dogs playing that song.
Actually, yeah. That could be, you could buy those robots and turn them into just playing.
Could you reprogram the dogs to play that?
That would be cool.
That's not a bad idea. Or even just use them as props in music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Guys, this is a good segue to go from Rob's idea of turning these things into sex robots, their dogs, and the story I'm about to share with you right now. People, it's weird, but some people like kissing animals, like Can you guys name some animals that people kiss on a regular basis?
Cats.
Cats, right?
You give a dog a kiss? Yeah.
I think I've seen
people kiss camels.
I think I've seen people kissing camels and horses.
Maybe like a parakeet.
Yeah, maybe a parakeet. Like there's a lot of animals out there that humans kiss, which I find to be disgusting. I think they even kiss chimps, which is really disgusting. Mm-hmm. But there was a man who went to kiss a fish.
Oh, no.
And the fish jumped down his throat and he began to choke and die. Luckily, the paramedics were called and they responded quickly. And the paramedics said that he knew he had one chance to save this guy's life because he wasn't going to make it to the hospital. So right then and there, he reached down into the guy's throat and removed the fish from his esophagus, whatever the
scenario is. What did he do, with a hook?
With probably like some tweezers, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But he said the guy would have died otherwise. There was no other thing. They couldn't take him to the hospital. It had to be removed right then and there because the guy was going into shock or cardiac arrest or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it's just next time you go to kiss an animal, there's lots of possible bad outcomes, right?
Okay.
And probably a lot of people are kissing fish, especially during the summer. I wish this story would have come out earlier. Probably could have saved this guy's life. Obviously, if a different story had come out, not involving him. Mm-hmm. So just next time, Tyson, I know you like to fish.
Yes.
Just be careful because, you know, Rob and I care about you and we don't want to see you die.
Do you want to hear from this guy that he was then on the British talk show circuit talking about this ordeal?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
Okay, let me see.
Gasped, and as it's come towards me, it's gone straight down my throat. And before I knew it, its head's lodged in my windpipe and
you can't breathe
and just panic sets in.
So what did you do?
To begin with, I just literally stuck my hand as far down my throat as I could get it.
You push it in further,
panicking, trying to get a grip of it and try and pull it out of my mouth. And where they're so slippery one way, where the scales are,
it's a slippery fish. Well, he should have just tried to swallow it.
I wonder. Yeah, I can't get my hand very far down my throat. I mean, that doesn't seem like a great strategy. Maybe get your friend to put his hand down there, but it doesn't seem like my own hand. I've got, like Donald Trump, the only thing that he and I have in common is
careful,
I got very small
Danny.
Hands,
okay.
And a big sausage-y. And I just can't get them very far into my throat.
He should have washed the fish down with a Trumpuccino.
Or I'm sure they had some alcohol on board.
Actually, one of those buffalo sauce lattes. The fish would have jumped out on its own with a shot of ranch.
Been perfect.
Fish would have been, get me out of here.
Puke. Don't you puke in those situations? Like when you're gagging?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
But
why didn't it?
And Danny, why did you drop down like a foot?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at something on my computer. But yeah. The other thing we've learned that this guy, he can handle a 6-inch fish. So that's actually pretty good with no
porn industry.
Right. Right.
Kicking in. He can take his 6-inch
bright future.
Right.
Without puking. I think everybody's missing the detail that doesn't matter, and that is he's got a fish in his throat and nobody's focusing on the one that does. This guy is a world record mouth receiver.
Right.
6 inches without gagging. I mean, that's impressive.
Right. Let's see.
I'm just saying.
What kind of fish was it?
Well, I'm saying he can swallow swords. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Right.
Or flaming
arrows. It was a Dover sole.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what did he end up doing with the fish in the end? Did they fry it up or what?
It doesn't say, but I would hope so.
Yeah. Also, that this man, then not only did he have to deal with the fish, but also he has become the victim of a lot of social media bullying following this incident after going public with his story that he has had to deal with in recent days. Scores of people online calling him a fish swallowing idiot.
Poor guy.
Well, that's not the worst thing you could be called, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that. Fish swallowing idiot. It's just like, okay, whatever. Yeah,
that's unfortunate for him. I mean, He's going to take a while for him to, even his friends are probably mocking him without mercy.
So, what he needs to do is go out and do something even bigger and better than swallowing this fish. So people know him as the guy who like tried to arm wrestle a gorilla instead of
right.
swallowed a fish.
Just to give a little more backstory to this. So he was giving the fish a goodbye because it was not big enough to keep that. He has to, the fish has to be of a certain size to keep it. So he was giving the 6-inch soul a goodbye kiss. Danny, now that we're really talking this through. So he pulls the 6-incher out of the water. It's he has to throw it back. That is he really just giving it a kiss, or is he like posing for some sort of like prank photo with the fish, saying, "Oh, look what I can do," and then the fish ends up like, how do you go from kissing a fish to it being down your throat?
That's a great point. If that's,
I think we crack this case wide open.
If he kisses with his mouth open like that, first of all, he's not going to, his dating life is probably in the toilet.
Right.
Because, you know, typically people kiss with their lips, you know, kind of closed or whatever you would say. If he's got his mouth wide open, that's a different activity. And so, yeah, I'm with you. I'm beginning to wonder if really what he was doing with that fish was kissing it.
Yeah. And his account is that he lifted the fish up and he went to give it a peck and it moved. And then he opened his mouth wide because he was shocked. And that's when the fish jumped into his mouth.
He was shocked that a living fish moved while he was holding it outside of its natural environment. That shouldn't be shocking at all.
Right. This guy was posing for a picture, deep throating a fish, and then he dropped it. And that's how it got down his throat.
Yeah. And Richard Gere just sat down on that gerbil.
Million to one shot.
Literally, he was sitting on that park bench and it just showed up.
I was surprised that it moved. I was just trying to sit next to it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to pose for a picture next to this hamster. Okay. All right. Well, what fun we've had once again today.
Yeah. Should we do a Richard Gere hashtag just to remind him?
Danny, is it true that you were just trying to give that ghost pepper a goodbye kiss before?
That's all I was trying to do, and I accidentally bit down, which I guess ends my future career.
And then swallowed.
And then it just was, got a bunch of seed in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You never want a seed in your mouth, Danny.
No, it was so
hot.
You
want to try to avoid that. Okay. All right. Well, what is the hashtag, Tyson?
You actually had a really good one early on with our first story.
What was it?
Oh, I got to go all the way back. Oh, E.T., something with E.T., do you remember? Yeah.
Yes, it was E.T. Phone Home Land. E.T. Phone Homeland.
Oh, is that what it was? No, that's not that good. I made a mental note when you said it, then now hearing you say it again, I feel like we've done a lot better since.
Let's see. We talked about the Trumpuccino. No, don't get the, you don't want to get that.
Don't do that.
Don't get involved with that noise on Twitter.
No, heck no.
Band.
I like the, there's something better. Listeners, please help us.
Oh, Swink.
Swink.
Yeah, Swink
is good.
Right.
Like Swink.
Right. That was, I combined two words earlier in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Swink.
Swink. Swink it is. Okay. All right.
S-W-I-N-K.
Right.
Yes.
Stephanie Swink. Is saying a basic buffalo bitch. Okay. There you go. Cat scratch boner is another contender. All right. Everybody be careful with all your pets. Don't let your cat scratch you. Don't put a fish in your mouth. I mean, you think this stuff goes without saying, but I think we need to remind the listeners.
Unless it's consensual with the fish.
You know, there was another story.
Every time there's a rule, it's because somebody broke that rule.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're telling you don't swallow fish because somebody has actually swallowed a fish before.
Right. There was another story about a woman who brought a horse into a hotel room.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, what is this? And it's just like she just did it to take the picture. I was like, well, how is this even news?
Test the pet, the pet policy of the hotel.
No, you can't bring a horse into a hotel room.
Yeah, they just took her $10 and they let her.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to not let German shepherds sit next to you on airplanes? But now that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it a service horse?
Yeah, it was a service horse.
Okay. All right. Great stuff. All right, Tyson, do we have any reviews?
Sadly, no.
No. Oh, well, my God. All right. Well, the listeners have let us down. Newsaf.news. Someday we might get more reviews. And if that's the case, we will read them. News, guilt the listeners. Newsaf.news. Tyson, I'm going to be on my way to Reno coming up here in a minute.
Sorry. Oh, you're so lucky. I get to go tomorrow.
Can I bring a horse to run it up Reno? Yes.
Yeah, get it on the plane if it's a service animal.
Yeah. Okay. That Tyson, the first zombie Frappuccino is on me.
Ooh. Okay. I'm sure that will be the first of many.
Yeah. And then we'll head over to Tim Hortons for a Buffalo Frappuccino.
Oh, that's going to be quite the drive to get to Tim Hortons. We can think they'll sprinkle some Zwink on there.
Yeah, some Zwink. Just a little bit. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. We'll be back next Tuesday for much more. Tyson, are you excited to be moving up on the list of most famous 38-year-old reality stars?
Oh, my goodness. Rob, your birthday is this Friday, right?
That's right.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, ding that bell.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Shaka, bros. We did it.